There are rumblings the Boston Red Sox top minor league team may soon be looking for a new home. Could the team end up in Springfield? Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno said inviting the Pawtucket Red Sox to relocate from the team's longtime Rhode Island home to Springfield is not, at present, high on his list of priorities.
I'd love to be able to bring back minor league baseball here to Springfield. It is not a necessity or a marquee project with everything we have going, but it'd be nice icing on the cake.
Sarno has been down this base path before. 2 years ago, the mayor met face-to-face with Larry Lucchino, the former president of the Boston Red Sox, who with other investors had just purchased the AAA Paw Sox and announced plans to build a new stadium for the team in downtown Providence. Just after that stadium plan fell through, Lucchino and other Sox brass met with Sarno to discuss moving the team to Springfield. Now a proposal to build a new stadium in Pawtucket, where the team has played in McCoy Stadium since 1970, has run into political opposition over state financing. If the ballpark plan does not advance in the Rhode Island State House this month, the Paw Sox organization is expected to listen to pitches from out-of-town suitors, according to the Boston Globe. Sarno has doubts the Paw Sox would seriously entertain leaving Rhode Island.
Lucchino begins with an L, am I correct? Leverage begins with an L, too. So
you're skeptical.
Well, I listen, Teddy DeMauro, the late mayor Teddy DeMauro, told me when I became mayor, it's almost a decade ago or so, and we would talk every month or so, and he wrote me a letter one time. Everybody's going to be coming to you with the best thing since sliced bread. And if it's too good to be true, tell them to put it in writing. 9 out of 10 times, you will get nothing. You will not get anything in writing.
In an interview, Sarno repeatedly stressed that any plan to bring a minor league baseball team to Springfield would depend on heavy private investment.
I'd love to have it, but I have to be cognizant and respectful of the taxpayer dollars. It'd have to be a deal that works mainly on the private investment side.
A group of local business leaders saved professional hockey in Springfield last year when they purchased the AHL franchise in Portland, Maine, and moved it to Springfield, where by all accounts the team had a successful inaugural season. But a new arena did not have to be built for the new hockey team. Springfield would need to build a 10,000-seat ballpark for a minor league baseball team. A site in the far northwest corner of the city along the Connecticut River has been mentioned as a possible location for a ballpark, according to Springfield's Director of Buildings, Parks, and Recreation, Pat Sullivan.
It's just open land, but that's the area that I often had heard would be the spot to do it.
Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy floated the idea of building a baseball stadium in downtown Springfield during an economic development presentation in 2015.
You can't stand still. You've got to keep moving forward. If you're not moving forward, you're not making progress.
That presentation depicted a baseball stadium along North Main Street at the approximate location where the city's bus station is now. The bus operations will be moving shortly to Union Station. There's little to suggest the Paw Sox owners would have an easier time in Massachusetts getting public financing for a new ballpark. The Massachusetts legislature didn't blink almost 2 decades ago when the new owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, threatened to move the team to Hartford if he couldn't get a stadium deal in Massachusetts. Kraft ended up privately financing the Patriots Stadium in Foxborough. The state did agree to spend millions on improvements to the main highway going past the stadium. The inability to get a commitment to publicly finance, if necessary, the venues for Olympic Games in Boston resulted in organizers withdrawing their bid for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.